All right. Monday, August 5th, 2019. I want to start a channel or a segment or whatever that isn't that tells my own story. And I don't know if this is going to be under the Abolition Movement podcast, or if I'm going to change it to a different podcast, or what the channel is going to be. But I want it to be open and honest about my concerns, and just like what I would normally just put down in a diary, in my personal journal, I want to make that completely open and vulnerable to whoever wants to see it. And right now, my concern and looking forward, like, I want to be a voice. But I want to speak from my brokenness and from my selfishness, and not of, hey, I'm a master and I'm a victor of this, but I once was a victim and I don't want to be that anymore. And reluctantly, the only way for me to fight and to win is if I'm vocal about this, is if I'm honest about this. That is the only way for me to fight. Otherwise, I'm going to be lukewarm. And when I'm lukewarm and the environment is freezing cold, I'm going to turn freezing cold as well. So the only way for me to be burning hot and on fire and have lasting victory is to surround myself with people, is to help other people. Like, this is, it's like, I feel like Iron Man, and he has this core in him that is continually suspending like pieces of whatever, magnesium or whatever, these pieces of shrapnel that threaten to kill him. And there's this core in him. And the only way for him to stay alive is if that core remains powered. And like that is the spirit of God within me. And the only way for that spirit to remain power is if I feed it and if I help other people. That's the only way. If I'm not reminding myself of the evil that this porn is and the destruction that it has on men and women, on family, then that power is going to drain out. And if I don't help people, then that power is going to drain out and I'm going to die and I'm going to succumb. That's my weakness. My one of many, many. But the thing that brought me death and brought my family death, my relationship with my brothers and my parents, the thing that brought death to that, the only thing that's going to bring life to me is if I bring death to the very thing that brought me death. I'm not talking about banning internet porn. I'm not talking about making laws that limit and regulate porn. I'm not talking about these institutionalized confinement. I'm talking about men and women's lives transformed. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the very prince and power of this earth, against demons, against Satan, the evil one. And I am grossly inadequate and able to wage war against him and against his armies. And yet my king says, be strong and be courageous, for I, the Lord your God, will be with you. Go forth into battle, for I have given you victory. And I go forth, not on my terms and my strength, for my glory. No, I go forth in the strength of the Lord. I go forth for the freedom of women and children and men. I go forth to reclaim what is the Lord's. I go forth to reclaim masculinity, to reclaim sexuality, to reclaim femininity. I don't even know what these things are. I can't define these things. I don't have convictions on them. And yet I will go forth. I'll take one step today. Today is my step to take. And yet I'm afraid. I want to go forth in wisdom. I want to go forth in maturity. I want to be as wise as a fox, but as innocent as a dove. And going forth, I wanted to record. I wanted to record a video and post it on my Instagram of what I had, a YouTube video that I watched earlier. And I thought, how? How can I comment? And how can I start talking about these things? And yet not come from a place of judgment. Not come from a place of looking down on these women. How can I come from a place of speaking and saying, I'm not condemning you. I'm not shaming you. I am for you. I'm not against you. I think two things. One, remembering who the true enemy is, what the true battle is. Two, remembering where I came from. Remembering where the Lord rescued me from. And there's the thing about sexuality and about masculinity and femininity. I really hope I'm saying that right. The thing about this is it's God's. And you can say there's these effects on the body, this effect on the mind, this effect on relationships. But really it affects all that we are because it comes from Christ. It comes from God. And I would be selling myself short and I would be doing people a disfavor if I help them break free from pornography addiction, if I were to be a part of the abolition of the sex slavery, I would be amiss if I did all that, was a part of all that, and did not lead people to the foot of the cross. Because that's where I am. That's where my home is. I am just a beggar showing people where the bread is. Lord, have mercy on me. For with one hand I tear down and with the other hand I build up. May I raise two hands in pure and undevoted worship of you. Use me, sir. Use me, Father. I am your servant.